Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can call it Separation Sunday in the NFL. Eagles, Bills, Giants, Jets, what they did to move forward. Separation Saturday in college, separating your goalposts from the stadium into a river. And in baseball, separating yourself out of the playoffs. And look who we have here today. Let's go.
Just do it. Tony, go ahead and mute me. Just mute me to hell.
No, I'm going to take the time to enjoy the view.
Go ahead. Get it over with. Get it over with.
Good things come for those who wait. Eagles 26, Cowboys 17. Philadelphia separating themselves from Dallas and the NFC. 6-0. And even after the start and then Dallas coming back to make it a game, the last drive when the Cowboys defense had their chance, but Hurts and the Eagles keep it rolling. Courtney Cronin, around the horn to you. What did you learn by Philly's win last night?
Learned that Philly is the most complete team in the NFC. And like you talked about, with that game-winning touchdown drive, the efficiency that was seen on that drive alone, 7.5 minutes were eaten up of clock time, 10 runs, 3 pass plays, all 3 of 3 for Jalen Hurts for 30 yards, and including that 22-yarder to A.J. Brown. He is such an explosive element that was added to this passing attack. And on the flip side of that, defensively, this team is incredible right now. I mean, they lead the league in takeaways, and this team has the fewest turnovers of any team in the NFC right now. So I think that Philly, driving full force ahead right now, has nobody in their way. They're the most complete team in the NFC.
Harry Lyles Jr., what'd you learn?
I learned the same thing, but I also learned that the Eagles could perhaps be a little bit better in the second half. I'm going to introduce an idea here. Inspired by our third quarter Warriors of the NBA, the second quarter Eagles of the NFL. They are outscoring teams 112 to 27 in the second quarter. That is the most in any 6-week span in NFL history. So that's one thing. The other thing that I think we learned that we kind of already knew was that this Cooper Rush thing, like, it's a great idea as him coming in as a backup, but this is a Dallas team that is going to need Dak Prescott if you are going to go against the elite teams of the NFL. They're planning on getting him back next week, so that will come to fruition. But I think that if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you still have to feel pretty good about where you're at given what you've gone through the past 6 weeks.
Right, guys, Sola, take away from last night.
Yeah, I think the big test of the game, everything that happened in the first half, really the first three quarters didn't matter. Dallas scored to begin the fourth quarter. Now you're relying on their defense to stop Philadelphia's offense, and Philadelphia just ran the ball right down their throat. And I got to give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit. He does a really good job disguising the pass and the run. Clearly on the touchdown pass, he had everyone faked out. So Dallas, their defense, which has been terrific, for me that's a blemish, but I was very impressed with Philadelphia. I didn't know if Jalen Hurts was capable of that. It's different. It's home. It's October. We'll see it in the playoffs.
Well, listen to you. I got to give him credit. And then the next sentence is, I don't know. I'm not going to give him full credit.
He didn't play well in the playoffs last
year. I love that Jalen Hurts is at home watching. I'm like, oh, wow, Frank gave me credit. How wonderful. Bill Flaschke, how about you?
Well, Hurts has won 9 straight regular season game starts, Frank, so I think he's kind of proven himself a lot of ways. But I think this
how do you do in the playoffs on the road, Bill? Go look at the tape of it. You won't be happy. So that's
is more about right now. Cooper Rush in this game. Why was Cooper Rush even playing? Why wasn't Dak Prescott starting this game? They say he looked great in warm-ups. They say he looked fine. He said he graded himself an A. He was ready to go. This was Cooper Rush cost them this game. He was lost in the first half. If they had him, they'd have beaten the Eagles. And now they may be regretting this down the road in tiebreakers and home field advantage and all this kind of stuff. If Cooper Rush had not, it caught up to him. What he has caught up to him. The Eagles caught up to him. They needed Dak Prescott. Why wasn't Dak Prescott playing?
Frank Isola, you want to try answering that question for Mr. Plaschke?
So, Bill, it's easy after the fact to say he shouldn't have been in there. You do realize he had won 5 games in a row. So, you know, they were giving Dak Prescott
beat the Rams
to rest.
Well, There was a moment.
On the road, that's a good win.
Some people thought there might be a quarterback controversy. Maybe their owner thought there could be a quarterback controversy, as Harry said and Frank had said, and Courtney agrees, and now you, Bill. Dak Prescott's team moving forward, of course. We'll move forward. Bills 24, Kansas City 20. Buffalo separating themselves from KC and the AFC. And it's that last drive when, if 13 seconds was too much time last year, then 1 minute and 4 seconds is an eternity. But it's that last drive to go different this year. The defense for Buffalo to get the interception of Mahomes. Frank Isola, start there. Did Buffalo just prove they passed Kansas City yesterday?
I think they did. If they get to meet again in the games in Buffalo, that's going to be advantage Bills. But, you know, you have the two best offensive players in the league in Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen on the final drive throws a touchdown pass, and then Mahomes gets turned over. And I'll tell you what, Von Miller just makes a difference. Give the guy a lot of credit. Wherever he's been, he does something. But those are the two best teams in the AFC. And Josh Allen, think about how much he's grown as a player. Running the ball, throwing the ball, that is a big-time drive late in the game.
Go Plaschke.
Running the ball, throwing the ball, and hurdling. He's hurdling defenders now, yeah. Josh Allen.
Play of the week.
So you look at the two drives they had. The one at the end of the first half, third and long, deep in his end zone, finds Gabe Davis, takes it down the field, 96 yards for a touchdown. Then the game-winning drive at the end there, and then they held the Kansas City. Mahomes was pressured on like 38% of his dropbacks. He was like 3 of 11 when he was dropping back. So the defense is there. Buffalo proved it to me. They're the best team in the NFL right now. The championship is going to go through Buffalo. I think that's clear after what we saw on Sunday.
Courtney Cronin.
Yeah, Josh Allen actually has been hurdling guys for quite some time now. Anthony Barr, who's now a linebacker with the Cowboys, is very thankful for getting retired from that moment. 2018 lives in infamy for him. No longer the last player that was hurdled by Josh Allen. But I think that what Buffalo proved yesterday is that the road to the Super Bowl is going to go through Orchard Park. They're the only one-loss team in the conference. They now own the head-to-head tiebreaker with Kansas City. And to Frank's point about Von Miller, this is a team that has invested so much money in their front seven, especially dating back to this past offseason when they gave Von Miller that big contract. He was the first player to get to Patrick Mahomes to pressure him on the interception at the end of the game. His second two-sack game of the year. That investment is certainly paying off for the Bills.
You often see teams make a big decision after a season ends the way a season ended last year for them, in a failure, quote-unquote, because it was just one of the greatest games ever. But they went all in on getting Von Miller, and to see it play out like that, Courtney, for you, that's the big move that makes them even more of a contender this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, with Philly being the most complete team in the NFC, it's no question that that's the award that I would go ahead and bestow on Buffalo.
And Harry Lyles Jr., your takeaway from Buffalo's win.
Yeah, this feels like a 1A, 1B situation because I think as we've seen in the past, like last season's AFC Championship game, the margin that Patrick Mahomes needs in order to beat this Bills team is very thin. However, I think the thing with Buffalo that we're seeing is obviously an elite defense is going to help you, but also having an elite receiver. Stephon Diggs, to me, is the biggest difference between these two teams. That's not to say that Kansas City doesn't have good receivers. They do, but they don't have a great receiver like a Stephon Diggs, and you need that in today's NFL, even if you already have.
Well, they don't have Tyreek Hill. Like you walked us right to it. Let's go there. There was a ban word, so you're going to get a deduction for your last answer. Does Kansas City miss Tyreek Hill, Frank Isola?
I think they do, but Travis Kelce did have 4 touchdown passes a week ago. So as long as you have Mahomes, it'll still work. Was he a weapon? Absolutely.
On that last drive, Courtney, did you find Mahomes without Tyreek Hill to be missing something?
No, because I'll go back to like the last couple weeks, the tight end group, the running backs have all provided, you know, a layer to this offense that we didn't see when Tyreek Hill was there. So I think they're fine without him. I just think that, you know, the pressure got to Patrick Mahomes and a team that wasn't able to pressure him all that much throughout this game. That one play changed everything.
Mm-hmm. Gut check time. We're just among friends. These cameras aren't even rolling. I'm never going to bring back this tape 7 months from now to see what you pick. Plaschke, who's the best team in the league right now?
Buffalo Bills, no question.
Courtney Cronin.
Buffalo, and I said it after week 3, and I got points taken off from me for that one, so I am sticking with my answer, Buffalo.
Harry
Lyles Jr., I'm going to allow it for now. I'm going to allow it for now.
It's absolutely the
anybody,
Buffalo
Bills. Frank, would you say Philly, the only undefeated team?
I'm going to say Von Miller and Josh Allen make it Buffalo is the best team right now in the NFL.
All right, one more story from Separation Sunday. Tom Brady separating himself from the team. It's a question. The video of him chewing out the offensive line. You've seen that before. It's never pretty. Have you ever seen it in a loss to a Kenny Pickett-Mitchell Trubisky combo? And have you ever seen it the day after Brady missed the Saturday team meeting and walkthrough after going to Robert Kraft's wedding? Bill Plaschke, does Tom Brady have some explaining to do?
Yes, he does. I mean, Bill Belichick works for Robert Kraft, and he didn't go to the wedding. You got to ask Brady, are you in or are you out? How much invested are you into this season? He was terrible in the game. He was off target on 28% of his passes. The average before this game was 16% of his passes. He was yelling. He made a big show of yelling at the linemen. That felt like overcompensation to me for the fact that he wasn't prepared, and he was behind. You know, he was behind on the schedule. He wasn't there. He should have been there. You just wonder, how much is he into this year? He seems like he's going on autopilot.
Frank Isola, I'm sensing you're willing to go even further. Please, go ahead.
Well, you know, the TB12 method, it's not about eating avocado ice cream. It's about putting in the work and, you know, attention to detail. And you cannot tell me when you're missing practice. You know, the one thing is showing up at a wedding, players go out all the time. And he has the means to get there by private jet. You then have to show up the next day. So you're going to sit there and yell at your teammates. When you want to have credibility, yes, those rings mean something, but not after the season that you've been having by missing practice all the time. There's a way of doing it, and Bill is 100% right. You're either all in or you're not. And right now, Tom Brady is not all in, and that's disappointing.
Courtney Cronin.
When I heard about this, I had to check to see if the Bucs had a bye, because I really thought that Tom Brady wouldn't have skipped out and gone on his own to Pittsburgh. But the rules don't apply to Tom Brady, and I think that that's something that we've learned with him going from New England down to Tampa Bay, where he's been able to get away with a lot more. And I think his leadership style was exposed by the cameras that caught him berating his offensive line. And it was Tom Brady's way of trying to empower through, I don't think, a way that like tracks with younger players, saying that you're better than this and using some expletives in there. But it just looked like he was like scapegoating his offensive line. And yeah, that's a group that nobody expected to be together at this point, and they are really injured. But Brady saying that stuff didn't help matters at all. He has 8 touchdown passes through the first 6 weeks. That's his lowest since 2013.
Mm-hmm. Harry, what's the bigger deal? That they lost the game, that he has the lowest touchdown passes through a third of the season in a decade, or that he went to the wedding Friday and missed the walkthrough Saturday?
I mean, a lot of people that herald Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback ever with the greatest work ethic ever, I would ask you, well, what is the deal with the wedding thing? But regardless of that, he has not been playing like Tom Brady this year. I think part of that is his age, because we do forget, well, he's what, 45 now? I mean, even I lose track. But that offensive line obviously has had their struggles, but he also threw 7 passes that were off target.
So it's the game play. It's how he's playing in the games, and not at this wedding. Only 3 Patriots went to this wedding. So, I mean,
but they showed up for practice, though.
They still made the practice.
That's the key.
All right, you're either all in or you're all out. Plaschke, you're all in right now. Will you be all in when we talk about the Dodgers?
Just get it over with. Let's get it over with.
Let this play out a little bit longer by yourself.
You're killing me.
Around the Horn is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
We are proud to have panelists from Seattle, Atlanta, and Los Angeles on the show. Was not the weekend you wanted in baseball.
Bring it to
Philly, Houston, San Diego rolling. Bill, I give you credit. I'm here to give you credit because I know you thought they were in trouble going into the weekend. You had a great pick. But you're not getting credit. You're losing 111 points for the failure that is the Dodgers season. Roll tape. Here we go. The rise of San Diego.
It's burning my eyes.
How they pulled it off. They were 22 games back of LA all season long. And now they find themselves advancing. And Bill Plaschke, as I get carpal tunnel syndrome here, you have to explain how this happened and what this failure is for your Los Angeles Dodgers. Go ahead.
You're burning my eyes. You got to burn them. This is burning my eyes. Oh, my God.
Where is it? Minus 111.
Anyway, Dodgers just didn't show up. They did not show up. They played with no pressure most of the season. They were so far ahead. When the pressure got hot, they wilted. Batted 147 with runners in scoring position. Mookie Betts didn't show up. Trey Turner, a no-show. A lot of the offense, no-show. The Dodger pitching.
Bill, you had this being the greatest team of all time. For the last 3 years, you've had it. This year, they were this close to being that. What happened?
They just folded under pressure. And they were badly constructed. The pitching was badly constructed. By the third game, they were using a bullpen game already. They didn't make a move at the trade deadline to get a starting pitcher, which is what they needed. It was a mess from top to bottom, complete failure. Biggest disappointment in Dodger history.
All right. Bill Plaschke, you said they didn't show up. You showed up today, and I'm appreciative of that. Courtney Cronin on how Los Angeles failed.
Maybe the Dodgers should join the Premier League because they would win every single year because they're always at the top of the regular season standings. 111 wins is no slouch. But there's something fundamentally wrong with the construction of this team. They have a thin lineup. Everybody knew that this starting pitching rotation would not last 162 games, and they really didn't make any moves at the deadline outside of Chris Martin.
There's something wrong with the roster construction. Frank, is there something wrong with the format construction of Major League Baseball's playoffs?
Yeah, Courtney and Bill are nuts. Roster construction. They won 111 games. I thought baseball had a bad weekend. You have the Dodgers finishing 22 games ahead of the Padres. You have the Braves finishing 14 games ahead of the Phillies. Both teams get two home games. What baseball has done is devalued the regular season. I like the wild card round. I thought that was great. This was bad. And same thing with the Mariners. You go 21 years, you get one playoff game. And one more thing. An 18-inning game and nobody scores? This is baseball for all the analytic people. And strikeouts and home runs. You mean to tell me not one team over the equivalent of two games can manufacture one run?
But you find this all to be bad, not dramatic. Rhys Hoskins throwing his bat like that is bad for baseball? Philly having
I didn't say that. I thought that was great, but they have to come up with a better format. 4 out of 7.
Harry, I turn to you now because being from Atlanta, the same is true. Atlanta better than Philly all year. Philly's getting hotter than a Wawa hoagie. How did this happen?
You know, I feel like I almost spoke this into existence last week because I am a big, firm believer that it is all about when you get hot. And the Braves were hot during the regular season in a way that they were not during the postseason. The starting pitching fell apart. They were averaging almost 5 runs per game during the regular season, down to just above 3 during the postseason. To me, it just happened for them at the wrong time.
Listen to you guys, though. This is wrong time. Praise for the Philadelphia Phillies. Praise for the San Diego Padres for getting it done. If you want to live in a simulation, we can give out the awards after the regular season. This is why we have a playoffs. You have teams celebrating like Philly and San Diego. You think it's bad for baseball? I saw them. We'll move on. College, Tennessee, number 3, after beating Alabama. My question is, will anybody actually think they deserve to be number 2 or number 1? It's the win of the season and the kick that somehow got through. And the storm of the field and the disappearance of the goalpost into the Tennessee River. Harry Lyles, you were there. What did we just witness?
Tony, Alabama had been sleepwalking. That defense wasn't up playing up to par. The Tennessee offense is explosive, and the 52 points that Tennessee scored on Alabama is the most points scored on Alabama since 1907 against Sewanee, the University of the South. It's been that long since it happened. It was incredible Saturday, and you couldn't ask for any more.
Isola?
It must be great to be with Nick Saban over the last 2 days after his team gave up 52 points. You know what's great? It's great that we're finally seeing someone else. You know what? Put Tennessee number one in the country. Change it up a little bit.
This is good for college football team. That someone else and not the teams that have been winning.
The regular season matters, mm-hmm. Yes.
Bill Flashkey. You're right.
I just want to know who donated money for those goalposts. Tennessee's got a $1 billion athletic department. Are you crazy? I know it's funny and cute. Don't give me any money.
Four of their six wins came against AP top 25 opponents this year. Tennessee should be the number one team in the nation after taking down Bama.
There you go. Regular season.
I saw they asked for a donation. It should have been 52 cents, the number we put up on the scoreboard. So you could say, I own the next goalpost. I can do whatever I want with it the next time we win.
Yeah.
Lashke, again, you know, USC lost this weekend. The Dodgers lost this weekend. It was a graveyard for you. At least you got the Lakers coming up. Uh-oh,
no,
Harry Lyles also gone. Cronin, Isola, showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Courtney Cronin and Frank Isola, good luck in showdown. The other New York teams. The ones that don't play in New York. Giants to 5-1 with the win over Baltimore, turning over Lamar Jackson twice in the fourth quarter to come back. And the Jets going to Green Bay, devouring Rodgers. Sauce Gardner Cheesehead, we call that fondue. Robert Saleh asking for receipts on that and everything else. Jets 4-2. Courtney, is this the new reality? And who's real is more real between the Giants and Jets?
Yeah, apparently so. And I think the more real team right now is the New York Giants. They are insanely well coached. Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka came from really high-powered offenses, and they are now running the ball really well. And Wink Martindale refuses to be anything other than he is. Go ahead and blitz everybody 70% of the time.
Ice?
But the Jets, just like the Giants, did a great job of shutting down Aaron Rodgers. I'll say this about the Giants. The ingredients isn't to fall behind 10 all the time, but she's right. Brian Daboll's been great. Mm-hmm.
The real football teams of New York.
And Saquon. To
Courtney Cronin. That's where I go to for my New York. We'll move on. Speaking of rocking the baby. Well, that was last night against New York. Came in a loss, though. So Yankees Guardians is feisty, and now it's 5-0. Game 5 for everything. Everything else that's happened, the Judge slump and everything, doesn't matter tonight. How does this go down, Frank?
Yeah, I'm worried about the rain, but I'll tell you what, Cleveland's bullpen is rested. They're good. But how about Josh Naylor rocking the baby, saying that's my daddy? That was embarrassing. Your team was losing.
Mm-hmm. Courtney?
Garrett Cole set them up for success tonight with Jameson Taillon. They can use their whole bullpen. I'm going Yankees in Game 5.
I said before, I go to Courtney Cronin for New York. FaceTime, Cronin.
To retire the gritty. We've seen players of all shapes, sizes, and positions do it. Most recently with Mike Gesicki, Dolphins tight end, trying to, I guess, like moonwalk his way gritty-wise across the end zone. It was terrible. The gritty should only be allowed by Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase, the creators of it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You do it, folks.
What's the gritty?
3.5-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.